my favorite quotes is from Isaac Newton from 1676. If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. It shouldn't be surprising that a scientist would generously give credit to the many scientists who discovered all the underpinnings for his own discoveries. That's exactly how science is supposed to work. Unfortunately, attribution of credit where credit is due does not always come naturally to our species. We humans really do love to be first to discover new things. This issue came home to me this week when I was thinking about what we know and don't know about bird-killing glass. When we moved into our house on Peabody Street in 1981, we immediately learned that our dining room window, the one that looked out on our best bird feeders, was a bird killer. We tried moving feeders around and putting various things on the window, but although the number of kills went down, every season the window killed at least some birds. When I started producing For the Birds in 1986, I mentioned those bird kills at our window and some strategies I'd used to reduce it. I also started researching the problem in more depth. Just about every paper I could find that focused on bird window collisions as a conservation problem to be solved was written by someone named Daniel Clem from Muhlenberg College, who started researching the issue in the 1970s. His articles in 1990 in the Journal of Field Ornithology titled Collisions Between Birds and Windows, Mortality and Prevention had a few suggestions for solving the problem based on studies he and his students conducted at Muhlenberg College. One suggestion was to set feeders directly on or within a foot of the glass. Russ and my kids immediately set to work making me a lovely tray feeder affixed to our dining room window frame. Sure enough, the deaths at that worst window ended. Virtually every scientific paper I could find about bird window collisions had the name Daniel Clem attached to it. When I was researching my book, 101 Ways to Help Birds, in 2004 and 2005, I called ornithologists from several research and conservation institutions who told me that window kills, like domestic cat predation, affected trivial numbers of individual birds compared to habitat loss on breeding and wintering ranges, which affected whole populations. Habitat loss is truly a fundamental issue, of course, but hardly the only bird-related conservation issue. It wasn't until Daniel Clem started making database estimates of the annual kill of birds at windows that the national press coverage inspired a critical mass of scientists to start paying attention. He was claiming the number of avian deaths to be in the hundreds of millions to a billion birds a year in the U.S. alone. Independent studies pretty much verified Clem's numbers. By then, he was working with some architects and glass manufacturers to conduct studies to see how the type of glass and window placement could reduce collisions. His painstaking work kept building up the foundation of what we know about window collisions, even as scientists in well-known research and conservation organizations and institutions were now starting to add their own important studies to the field. It was disconcerting last week to get invited to a seminar about bird collisions and ways we can minimize them. The description said the presenter had discovered in 2009 that there was, quote, virtually no science or basis for most recommendations. We obviously have long needed more research about this, but I was most seriously displeased at how Daniel Clem's decades of foundational research could be so cavalierly dismissed. The goal of science is always to learn ever more, but in our scramble to see farther than others, it's a good idea to acknowledge those giants we're stepping over. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.